Wilmington, Delaware's East Side has fallen from a once proud enclave for many prominent city leaders to one of hundreds of vacant and dilapidated homes. The city is now pledging to spend $30 million over 2 years on the biggest neighborhood facelift in city history. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Xanthia Oliver surveys the scene at 9th and Pine Streets on Wilmington's East Side. She's the area's city councilwoman and says the place civil rights icon Lewis Redding once called home is now a, quote, forgotten neighborhood.
A lot of elderly people passed away and a lot of their kids moved out, left their homes. Then other investors came and bought them up. Now there's 80-70% rentals and a lot of people just let their homes go down.
She points to a few vacant homes with boards in place of windows.
You just have homeless people living in there. You just have rat and rodents running through. So it's just a lot of these buildings around.
Mayor Mike Przycki and City Council have decided to go big on the East Side, where about 250 of the 1,000 housing units are vacant and hundreds more are in disrepair. The plans include dozens of brand new homes, the demolition of many, and the renovation of a few hundred existing ones.
We're going to help folks who've lived in their homes for 30 and 40 years but no longer can afford to keep them up. We are going to tear down the old vacant homes that just blight a community. It's got to be a little depressing to be there because, you know, you can see house after house is in terrible shape. You take care of yours, but there are seven or eight in a row that look awful.
That's music to Oliver's ears. She has a message for residents, especially the senior citizens who have decided to hang on to their homes.
Hold on. Hope is coming. He could be working on any other parts of town, and he chose to come over here. I think it takes a lot of courage for him to say, look, we're going to come over here and help out the underserved, the underprivileged, in a historical area that deserves it.
Carrie Hairston lives in the neighborhood and is currently doing some restoration work on one long vacant and boarded home.
It'd be a good thing to get it all fixed up and bring it back to keep us in the neighborhood instead of running us out of the neighborhood. It'll be better for the people that live around here. And it'll stop a lot of crime and this, that, and the other.
Przycki said the new and renovated homes will be sold below market rate, and that exterior repairs for people who live in their own homes will be free of charge. He said there are plans to pull out every stop to convince owners of convenience and liquor stores that have become a mecca for trouble to sell their properties.
The first rule of development is people like beautiful places. They don't like to live next to things that hurt the eyes. People don't want to live right next to places where there's a lot of gathering and a lot of mischief and a lot of hell raising.
The mayor promises that the transformation will be well underway by late summer. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.